Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Daytime highs approaching 82 this afternoon under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight, mainly clear. Tomorrow, high of 51. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State lawmakers are working to try and get rid of some of the license fees that it would cost for you to get your concealed carry permit in the state of Kansas, as one state lawmaker said that it violates, quote, God-given rights to own a firearm. Okay, news reports that the statement came from State Representative Rebecca Schmoy from the Ottawa area. She proposed the bill that would reduce the concealed carry licensing fees out of concern that low-income Kansans aren't able to afford to pay them. She went on to say that it would be wrong to have to pay to, quote, exercise your right, as they say the legislation would increase the overall firearm safety training in the state, but the bill would get rid of the $100 payment to the Attorney General's office and remove permit renewal fees and late fees for concealed carry. As of right now, the concealed carry permit does cost $132.50, with the $100 going to the Attorney General's office and a $32.50 paid to the applicant's county sheriff. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach said that he does support the bill. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Saturday, May 13th, First Council Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits. Bret Michaels, Party Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
Fire crews continue to battle different fires across the state of Kansas with the extreme drought conditions and the warmer temperatures, along with the high winds that have been a bad combination for most of the state. As the latest comes out of Riley County, as they were battling an evening grass fire over the weekend and was finally contained as of yesterday. As they say, the fire started around 7 p.m. on Friday with an out-of-control grass fire that was fully contained, but almost started a secondary fire. Fire crews had responded to the area near Highway 177 and Geertz Road and said they were at least able to contain near 60% of the fire within the first couple hours of the fire starting. In other news, another fire is also contained out of Chautauqua County that was started by a controlled burn that got out of control in Granola, Oklahoma.
It's been a tremendous effort. We have volunteer fire departments, even Wichita, Wellington, Winfield, from clear across South Central and Southeast Kansas. And the majority of these guys are volunteers, so they gave up their Sunday to come help a lot of people today.
Good American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The town of Grand Island, Nebraska, wrapped up last week with Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen being the keynote speaker for the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting, as they call the event the, quote, happiest time of the year for business communities, recognizing outstanding organizations and businesses that create the wealth and vibrancy of the community for the region.
It's really important for us that the governor of the state of Nebraska realizes and recognizes the impact that Grand Island has, not only on the community, but on the state of Nebraska.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said it was also an honor to be able to attend the event.
I'm the governor of Nebraska. Every community in Nebraska matters, and I've been in Nebraska my whole life, and I've been in Grand Island infinite numbers of times, and just have a lot of great friends here in Grand Island, and when I was asked to come and speak to the chamber, it was a no-brainer.
Good American Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A teenager was involved in a fatality motorcycle accident in Pottawatomie County Friday afternoon. 17-year-old Abbott Muma of Louisville lost control and crashed on Girard Road shortly before 3:30 p.m. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Again, the fatality Friday, Abbott Muma of Louisville, Kansas. A fugitive from Lawton, Oklahoma with an active felony warrant was arrested on pending drug possession and weapon charges by Beatrice police after a traffic stop in Beatrice just before midnight Sunday. In a separate case, two were arrested Sunday in Beatrice at an Ellis Street apartment on drug possession. Tamitha Stiers, age 49, of Beatrice, and Robert Killard, age 51, of Lewiston, who also has an active arrest warrant from Pawnee County. The final public meeting regarding the Marshall County jail construction project is planned this evening at 7 at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. Voter registration closes today for the April 25th special election. Advance voting begins in the county clerk's office on Wednesday. Marshall County commissioners last week heard an update from Gage County regarding the state line bridge in Oquito Township. They're proposing concrete tubes instead of replacing the bridge. Costs will be considered and revisited. Approval was given for a $33,000 project to patch three sections of Pheasant Road where tubes were placed, and the county councilor will work with the gas drilling company to establish a haul route agreement since heavy equipment is being moved and a tube was recently damaged. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business as they discussed damage to roads north of Washington due to heavy truck traffic with the oil spill cleanup. Interviews will continue for a road and bridge supervisor. It was noted that new hours for the driver's license renewals at the Washington County Courthouse will be temporary owing to a staff shortage. Effective April 10th, new service hours for license renewal will be Monday through Fridays, 8 to 11 a.m. No appointments necessary. Nemaha County Commissioners took under advisement a request from Rainbow Communications to put a survey on the county website regarding broadband needs of county residents until a cost estimate is returned. Rainbow is proposing fiber installation to all residences in Seneca and Sabetha. Population of commissioner districts was reviewed with no changes proposed. Costs for the nutrition programs were again discussed. No changes will be made at the present time as the director works to reduce expenses. Beginning today, Kansas Department of Transportation will begin detouring traffic on a temporary shoe fly for construction of a K-15 bridge replacement a mile and a half south of Washington. A temporary traffic signal will direct one lane through construction via the shoe fly. Due to location of a lights, 15th Road east of K-15 will be closed. King Construction of Heston has scheduled a September completion for the $2.8 million project. Motorists are urged to be alert and obey warning signs when driving through highway work zones. Also, Kansas Department of Transportation will close K-16 at two locations in Pottawatomie County today and tomorrow, weather permitting. While maintenance crews replace pipes under the roadway, closures from 7 until 5 or until work is complete. On Tuesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic just east of Blaine between Kansas Avenue and Marshall Road, Wednesday, K-16 will be closed to through traffic approximately 2 miles east of Onega between Straight Creek Road and Lincoln Road. No detours will be posted, and motorists will need to use alternate routes. Beverly Blaha, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 10 until 1 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Blaha. James L. Meyer, age 67, of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for James Meyer. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Dennis Habig.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Wednesday morning. Staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying clear and cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Cooler throughout Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the lower 50s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Staying sunny and slightly warmer on Thursday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. A bit warmer throughout Friday as well. Still sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early April, 63, record high on this date, 92. The average low, 38, and the record low, 18. Sunset this evening, 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning, effective through 11 p.m. on Tuesday, with gusty southwest winds and very low relative humidity values resulting in extreme fire weather conditions. South winds will remain gusty throughout the afternoon and evening hours. Winds shift to the west-northwest behind a cold front overnight into Wednesday and will remain gusty. There is a thunderstorm outlook, mostly for those areas to our east. Potential of rounds of severe storms Tuesday. Mainly a wind-hail risk. A low confidence in a supercell or two developing along a dry line late this afternoon before moving east. A line of storms could develop along an approaching cold front then later this evening into early Wednesday. Be advised, again, a red flag warning, dangerous fire conditions today, possible storms late tonight.
If we had to sum up April weather in a few words, we'd say anything goes. We will present the proof today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 4th, the 94th day of the year. Blues musician Muddy Waters and poet Maya Angelou were both born on this day. April has been called the cruelest month, but a glance at the weather archives makes us think a more fitting title is the most unpredictable month. Here's just a few entries from the first week of April. In 1945, a record low of 45 below zero was set in Eagles Nest, New Mexico. In 1988, temperatures in the 90s stretched from St. Louis to the eastern seaboard. And just 2 years later, up to a foot of snow fell from the Shenandoah Valley to New England. It's all proof that an old-time weather proverb got it right again. When it comes to wardrobe, it says change not thread till April's dead. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The college basketball season came to an end last night with UConn Huskies hoisting the trophy and taking home the national championship. UConn beat San Diego State 76-59. UConn won every single game in the NCAA tournament by double digits. Afterwards, head coach Dan Hurley had this to say about his team.
This was our vision. This was our dream. This is what we talked about when we recruited these guys, that we could get together and do something big like this. And it's just great to come through on promises made to players and to this university.
Last night's game also marked the end of an era as announcer Jim Nance for CBS called his last national championship game for college basketball. He's retiring from the sport after this year. He will focus on the NFL and golf. Wichita State University and their softball program got a big boost yesterday with an announcement by the American Athletic Conference. The university's Wilkins Stadium will be the host for the 2024 American Athletic Conference Tournament. Wichita State and Wilkins Stadium had $2 million worth of renovations done.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at month end.
The Kansas City Royals finally get their first win of the season yesterday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals beat the Blue Jays 9-5. The Royals had 10 hits, scored 9 runs. Brady Singer pitched 5 innings. He recorded 2 hits and 3 strikeouts. Afterwards, Matt Quatario, the manager for the Royals, said it wasn't just the bats, but the base running that had the success for the Royals.
The other thing that really stood out was the base running and going first to third 2 or 3 times in that one inning, forcing the issue, taking advantage of our athleticism.
Last night's game was the first of a 4-game series for the Royals and the Blue Jays. They will play game number 2 tonight with the first pitch being at 6:40. Major League Baseball's new rules are working as hoped through the first 4 days of the season. The average game time has dropped by 30 minutes. Stolen bases and batting averages have increased by 16 percentage points compared to last year's opening weekend. And the numbers are in for the Ladies National Championship game between LSU and Iowa. 9.9 million viewers watched the game. Kansas Mid-America Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1-year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com. Or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Whether a Downton Abbey fan, rose lover, or avid gardener, you may want to add some of the new Downton Abbey-inspired roses to your garden this year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Roses in this collection were selected for characteristics that reflected the era and characters on the show. Pretty Lady Rose was inspired by the Lady Rose McClare. The deep pink flowers on this hybrid tea bush are large, sweetly scented with ruffled petals on a compact plant. Anna's Promise, named for the lady's maid Anna Bates, was introduced in 2015. This grandiflora has golden petals and a pink blush. The reverse side of the petals are a glowing bronze. The flowers have a spicy, fruity fragrance. In 2017, Violet's Pride Lavender Flower Floribunda and Edith's Darling, a yellow English shrub rose, will be added to the collection. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkid Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at PlantSkydd.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Easter is right around the corner, and Reflections in downtown Marysville has everything to make your Easter get-together a breeze. Greeting cards, toys for all ages, fun and affordable Easter baskets, yummy chocolates, party supplies, and more. Until April 9th, receive a free gift with any qualifying purchase. Communion and confirmation gifts available all spring. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
dine in or carry out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
When you hear the name Cole Younger, you probably think of an outlaw holding up banks and living a life of crime. That story is true in part, but what you may not know is a second chapter in his life, a chapter told here in the town where he is buried. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Many have heard the name Cole Younger. We know him as an outlaw, which is true in part.
Cole was a part of an upper middle class family that lived in this area. His father was killed, thought to be a Southern sympathizer. He was actually very pro-union, and his mother's home was burned.
Sue Hart is a volunteer at the Lee Summit History Museum.
So Cole and some of his brothers started running with Quantrill to avenge what had happened to their family. Once you've lived that life of crime, you can't suddenly say, okay, now I'm a good guy. And so after the war, he started running with the James Gang.
Younger's crimes did catch up with him, but once caught, he made a change in his life.
He was caught for robbing a bank in Minnesota and served 25 years in prison up there. After that, he came back and became an upright citizen in Lee Summit again. He lived with his niece.
East Coast newspapers interviewed the former outlaw, now living in Lee Summit, Missouri, to discuss the turnabout in his life. His change of focus seemed to be his new mission for life.
He wrote a book on what life had taught him. He joined the local Christian church, and he actually mentored some young men after he came back and how not to live a life of crime, and traveled and lectured in his later years.
Younger and other members of his family are buried here in this city, a place where he worked to make amends and steer others from a path he had taken in his younger years. Traveling the Countryside in Lee Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Planters will be rolling through the field soon. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Whether you're buying new or have old equipment to upgrade, there's new technology for everyone as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finding a late model used planter is going to require a lot of patience these days. You might be better off upgrading what you already have to make sure your seeding equipment is accurate. Lena Pham is a marketing manager for John Deere Planters and Seeding Equipment. She says if you have an older John Deere planter from the 2000s, she recommends upgrading to ExactEmerge.
So with our ExactEmerge technology, you would be able to run faster with your row unit, be able to have the seed in the right position. You include IRHD, better depth control. IRHD is individual row hydraulic downforce. So better depth control, better seed to soil contact, and better residue management overall.
She says this would also include an upgrade in data and technology with Operations Center. If you're planning on buying new model year 2022 planters and the 8RX tractor are outfitted with ExactRate technology. This is for farmers wanting to apply high rates of liquid fertilizer while making as few stops to fill and tender as possible.
You would be able to get a factory integrated technology for essentially providing fertilizer at the time of planting or nitrogen at the time of planting, all in an integrated system. We have tanks on our 8RX and then on our planter as well. So fully integrated system with ExactRate.
When a 2022 planter is paired with the 8RX tractor, the combined liquid capacity climbs to 1,600 gallons. Another factory-installed option includes the ability to swap out tires for Trex on the 2022 John Deere 1775 NT planters. Learn more about planter technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
To bear. What a privilege to bear.
people, spring cleaning is a yearly ritual. And for me, it's time to declutter my closets and clean my house from top to bottom. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, there's many people out there who simply can't do their spring chores. So if you know someone who could use an extra hand, think about how you can help them out. Maybe offer to wash their windows or clean out their gutters. Maybe ask them if they have a box of unwanted items you could donate for them. And for bigger jobs, organize a group of friends or neighbors. Maybe get your small group or your Sunday school class together. See if there's someone from your church or community who needs help. And then tackle it together. You know, it's not really important what you do. Just offer whatever time and abilities you have. Give from your heart as God calls you to do, and you'll be blessed many times over. So ask around and find out who needs help with spring cleaning. It's just one way you can find more meaning and gratitude in your life.
Washington insiders share concerns about the next farm bill. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
With 6 months to go before the current farm bill expires, the House Agriculture Committee got together with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for a little back and forth. While it's called the farm bill, the part affecting agriculture is actually quite small when compared with the funding dedicated to nutrition assistance programming. Vilsack focused on aspects of the farm program that benefit both contingents.
We are excited about the opportunity to see real opportunity not only to reduce food insecurity and nutrition insecurity, but also to create a connection between those in need and those who produce.
Vilsack told committee members that most farmers have a difficult time making a living, and he wants the farm bill to address that.
I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful that as we work together to fashion a farm bill, that we indeed can create real opportunities for small and mid-sized farming operations. Because when they survive and when they thrive, it means that there are more people living in rural communities. With more people, we can keep those schools open. We can expand hospital and healthcare opportunities. We can create new opportunities and new customers for those small businesses that are so vital to a small community.
Vilsack also envisions a farm program that will help develop more and better markets for U.S. farmers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, April the 4th. Well, it seems as though the COVID is still prevalent in communities across rural America. Here's Chad Smith.
Dr. Otis Scouty Jr. of Meridian, Mississippi says people are still suffering from the effects of vaccine hesitancy.
What we have seen with COVID is that it is still prevalent, especially in our rural communities. We have seen a lack of people getting the vaccines in a timely manner. And with that, there has been the lingering effects of people getting COVID that may not necessarily put them in the hospital, but would have lingering effects, whether that be people with a high medical risk or those people who are relatively healthy. And that's been the gap that we have seen going through a third season of a flu and COVID type of atmosphere.
He talks about the importance of being fully vaccinated against COVID.
The updated vaccines, which came out last year, show full protection amongst all of the different variants that we've heard of over the years with this pandemic. So, yes, it is encouraged that you're 6 months or older that you should get vaccinated with the series. There is the first series, and then several months later, get the second vaccine to be fully vaccinated. vaccinated to have complete protection and better your chances of not getting COVID as well as suffering from the effects if you do get stricken with COVID.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It's 45 at Goodland, 50 at Syracuse, 55 at Elkhart, 57 at Ashland, 58 at Coldwater, 60 at Wellington, 59 at Girard, and that's a look at your market information. From the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
What is the best way to get the most out of your precision agriculture data, and why is it important to keep it? Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Precision agriculture technology data is data that is collected from a tractor or by technology and sent to a remote assisting system. That according to Ohio State professor John Fulton, and he offers some suggestions on how to get the most out of that data.
My first suggestion always is understand what data can be collected or is being collected across the farm on individual fields, whether that's through what the machines are collecting or technologies, or is there availability of remote sense imagery, just having a good audit of what's being there.
Fulton says it is important to know what the data provides.
Verify field operations are being done correctly, which is important. And to the plan, you know, we, at least in my business, we talk a lot about, you know, farmers having business plans, and that data allows for verification that the plan's being followed. And secondly, are there things within the operation, the farm operation, that the data can inform? Whether that's how inputs are being utilized, and can I fine-tune things like my fertility management to my seeding recommendations to thinking about profitability analysis.
He encourages producers to collect, archive, and back up all data layers, even if you are not using it right now, because in many cases, multi-year field data may be needed to participate in programs and services in the future. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on Precision Ag data, go to agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. May corn right now, 651 and a half. That's down 6 1/4. July corn, 627 3 quarters. That's down 9 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 872 and a half. That's down 2 3/4. July Kansas City wheat, 857 3 quarters. That's down 3 1/2 on this Tuesday. May oats, 340 and a quarter. Down 8. July oats, 340 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/4 currently. Soybeans for May, 1509 and a half right now, down 12 1/4. July soybeans, 1479 and a half, down 15 and a half. Cotton for July, 8105, that's down $1.59. And cotton for December, 8143, that's down $1.49 currently. Live cattle for April, 167.90, that's down 22.5 cents. June live cattle, 160.55, down 67.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 198.60, that's down 35 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 203.25, that's up a dime. Looking at crude oil for May, down a penny at $80.41 per barrel. Crude oil for June, $80.44, and that's flat currently. Gold for April, having a pretty decent day today, up $38.50 at $2,022.40. Gold for June, up $37.20 at $2,037.60. Silver for May, $25.07. That's up $1.04. Silver for July, $25.27.5. That's up $1.05. Wall Street right now, the Dow down 210, S&P down 21, NASDAQ down 36. And of course, as you know, stock futures are flat right now as the Dow and S&P 500 look to extend four-day winning streaks. May not happen today.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP. In fact, units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
All new for 2023, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a Chevy Trailblazer. It's priced at $30,900. They have a Chevy Traverse Premier Package. Two Buick Envisions. One's an Essence, the other the Avenir Package. Check out these new 2023s at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
There are always new things happening in the agricultural industry, and one market that is fairly new to the industry is carbon credits. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Micah Cameron Harp, postdoctoral fellow in the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State, gives insight on carbon credits.
So a carbon credit at its core is an asset which says at some place and at some point in time, some carbon was sequestered in the soil. And so if I am somebody, I will go out and I purchase some carbon credits. What that says is I now own the rights to that carbon in the soil. There are some industries where it's very costly for them to reduce the amount of carbon they're emitting into the atmosphere. So instead, what they're willing to do is compensate somebody else for sequestering it. And that's kind of the basis of these carbon credits. credit markets. The demand side of it is purely driven by large organizations that have made these commitments to being carbon neutral, and they're being held to those by their shareholders. So this is not a market which is driven by regulatory actions or compliance, and that means that it's exposed to a couple more sources of volatility.
Micah explains why producers should be part of this opportunity.
The benefit right now for participation that I would say is going to be additional to those that potentially occur from agronomic benefits from adopting some of these practices is going to be financial compensation or ownership of the carbon rights. It isn't like a normal asset market or a commodity market. Instead, it's like you're going in, you're shopping for a smartphone, right? There's multiple different types of smartphones. Which one's best? Kind of depends. Carbon credits, similarly, in the agriculture space, we have 10 different companies that producers can work with. They're producing 10 different types of carbon credits.
He continues by explaining the two different types of programs.
We call the first a payment for sequestration program, right? Because I'm getting paid for actually what's occurring in the soil. The second, payment for practice. So I'm going to get paid for, let's say, cover cropping on a per acre per year basis, regardless of what happens below the soil. I say that because if you look across Kansas, the rate of expected sequestration is going to vary a lot for these different practices. So cover cropping, for instance, more rain in eastern Kansas is going to be greater biomass, which is going to translate to more carbon being sequestered in the soil. Whereas a payment for practice program, payment would be exactly the same. The reason that there are these differences between these programs is because they're different quality goods that end up being produced. The way that we measure the quality or think about it are really four main issues: additionality, uncertainty, leakage, and then permanence.
That's postdoctoral fellow in the Agricultural Economics Department here at K-State, Micah Cameron Harp, with insight on carbon credits. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1 year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.